This is the download here on 720 WGN. I am Justin Kaufman. We got a huge show lined up. Before we do that, let's go to the carryout. Here are today's top stories. Nothing like finishing off the week with a bunch of rapid-fire bombshell stories that add more fuel to the fire to remove the President of the United States. Hey, it's a Friday afternoon. Nobody will notice. A new report says that President Trump told the Russians in his closed-door meeting last week that he fired the, quote, nut job, James Comey, the former FBI director, to relieve pressure on the investigation over his campaign's ties to Russia. Wow. I mean, is that proof of obstruction of justice? And if so, do we care? I'm asking, do we care? I'm not sure we care. The White House doesn't dispute it, saying, everything's cool, man. We're cool. But, I mean, what else does Trump have to do for it to be proven that he's trying to obstruct, or worse, hide something? Grab for an investigator's gun? Would that be, that's going to be the moment? Even if he did that, we'd be like, he wasn't grabbing for the gun, if you know what I mean. We've already been there. That would be fine. We've already decided that's fine, whatever he's grabbing. I'm not for an impeachment of the president, just to be clear, but this is getting kind of ridiculous. I like my DC news when it's about what bill has enough votes or which Democrat senator is rolling on the Senate floor to disrupt proceedings. This stuff? Nah. Unless Trump has relations with a White House intern, then, oh my God, we need to know about it. That's the only scandal I want to know about. This Russia stuff? Move on. Let's go. What's going on with healthcare? We even doing that anymore? Are we done with that? I guess we're done with that. Illinois is still on track to create a Obama Day. It wouldn't be the kind of holiday that you would get off work, but in honor of Obama, it's a day that you can change the rules of your house so that you don't have to listen to anybody else. That and taking long pauses toward the ends of your sentences. You don't have to do the dishes. Although I would worry that there's a minute. I would worry that the minute there's an Obama Day, Republicans would work to their last dying day to repeal it. Change it from Obama Day to general, generic politician day. Everything is like just a little bit different. Democrat gubernatorial candidate J.B. Pritzker deposited $1 million into a black-owned Chicago bank to show support not only for the bank, but for the African-American business. When asked about it, Pritzker was like, listen, I pulled up a couch cushion. I was looking for the remote, and I just had, there was like $1 million in there just laying around. So I said, why not put it in that bank? Rauner did the same thing when he ran back in 2014, although his million was from under the seats of his car, not the couch. So a little bit different. Maybe CPS could go to that bank because it's being reported that they're going to borrow $389 million to get through the remainder of the school year. There you go. That's the hope and change we were waiting for. Who needs reforms or new ways to look at the challenges we face when you can do what you've been doing for the last gazillion years? $389 million is probably the same amount as the monthly interest payment on all the money we've already borrowed. So what's the difference, right? Just one more payment. And then nothing? Nothing from Springfield? That whole showdown we've been talking about for months, that's over? I wish Rahm was around when I was learning about finances in school, or I wish he was my dad. Hey, if you can't afford something, son, borrow money and just hope that the relationships you build with the banks will get you on the transport when the city's finances collapse and there's mass rioting. Good talk, son. Now go get me a beer from the fridge. Not domestic. Get me the expensive kind. Thanks, Dad Rahm. Researchers in Antarctica are blaming global warming for a new trend. As the ice caps melt away, Antarctica is turning green. What? Green? That's good, right? Right? I mean, green means more oxygen, recycling, Earth Day. What else do you want from us? Oh, I see. Green means the planet's melting right in front of our eyes. Got it. Okay. Sorry. Got confused with what's good. Green. Got it. Carry on. Nothing to see here. In weather, what did we have to do to deserve this? I mean, what was it all the talk of the male romper, the bromper, that Mother Nature's like, that's it. I'm taking back your May weather, and I'm giving you sideways rain. In 24 hours, it's been a 40-degree swing in this town. It's like old man Winter just started draining threes. He's on a run! An 18-0 run! A 40-degree run for old man Winter. And it counts! Take a 20-second timeout, Chicago. Stop the bleeding. In sports, after a long rain delay this afternoon, the Cubs started back up and promptly gave up the game. Best part of the long rain delay is seeing all the upper deck fans get a chance to come down and sit in the front rows. They deserve it, right? After waiting out rain in 40-degree weather. But before the rain, the game was very competitive, a back-and-forth slugfest through the first six. Eddie Butler only got through three innings after walking five guys. Not good for the youngster if he wants to stay up in the bigs. The Cubs are having a bit of a problem with their fifth starter these days. Two words, Jason Hammel, right? Give the Royals a ham sandwich, and I'm sure we can get Ham Jam back in town. Yeah, right? Come on. Hamill should be nowhere else but here. Perfect fifth starter. And then when you get close to August, you're like, we don't need you anymore. Because we're only going to pitch two pitchers in the playoffs. That's how we do it. And closers come in the sixth inning. The White Sox are getting closer and closer to being the team from the natural before Roy Hobbs shows up. Losing is a disease. The Sox lost again last night. They hope to rebound tonight against Seattle. They've lost four in a row and are four back in the AL Central. They're a half game ahead of the Royals. So another loss tonight. The Sox, well, they're going to be in the cellar. What a difference 2 weeks makes in baseball. We're calling for Moncada to come up. Now we're like, don't rush. No, keep him down there. We'll see him next spring. This weekend, 19-year-old Cuban phenom Luis Robert will be cleared to sign with any major league team. And the rumors are that the Sox are interested. I say do it, right? The other team interested, the Cardinals, so double do it. Anaheim tied up the series with the Predators last night, 2-2. Can the Stanley Cup playoffs be more uninspiring? I guess Pittsburgh, but I mean, really, right now, we could see a Nashville-Ottawa Cup. I hope the NHL remembers that the next time a defender interferes with Corey Crawford and they don't call it. This is what you get. You call it, and more people will like hockey for longer. Just a thing. Tonight in the NBA playoffs, LeBron versus Celtics, game two. The Bears signed rookie tight end Adam Shaheen to a four-year deal today, so double meat Chipotle burritos for everybody. Not since The Fridge has Chicago media had such an interest in what food an athlete eats. Oh, Shaheen does double meat on his burritos? Click, 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 click. Can't click through fast enough. All of those page views for double meat burritos. And finally tonight, this weekend marks the triumphant return of the classic television program Twin Peaks. In honor of this occasion, we're going to drink coffee, eat cherry pie, and do the last sentence of the carryout backwards. She see it out roof, May 19, 2017. Ba-a-doog time. It's hard to recreate the sort of the Black Lodge, the end of Twin Peaks on the radio, but you get my idea. Coming up, we're going to talk with Cook County Commissioner Richard Boykin about Facebook Live and the challenges with that. And we'll reload this week's news. It's a download. Stay with us.